Title: Ninth Circuit and California Court of Appeals Rule on Freedom of Religion Rights. Content: Sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander? Not necessarily. The Ninth Circuit and California Court of Appeals recently decided two cases that substantially limit the scope and application of freedom of religion rights rooted in the U.S. Constitution. Together, these cases narrow the definition of the term minister and expand the spectrum of employment law claims which may be brought against a religious employer. This new interpretation of freedom of religion rights may be difficult to reconcile with existing law from the U.S. Supreme Court, which bars a minister from bringing employment discrimination claims against a religious employer. In 2012, the United States Supreme Court in Hosanna Tabor Evangelical Lutheran Church and School v. EEOC, 565 U.S. 171, confirmed the existence of a ministerial exception, rooted in the U.S. Constitution, which broadly prohibits a minister and certain other types of religious employees from bringing employment discrimination claims against a religious employer. Although recognizing the importance of employment discrimination laws, the court reasoned that giving judges the power to determine which individuals will minister to the faithful violates the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, and that this power is the Church's alone. However, the court did not decide whether a minister could bring other types of employment claims, and refused to adopt a rigid formula for determining when an employee qualifies as a minister. Instead, the court left religious employers this prosaic verse, here will be time enough to address the applicability of the ministerial exception to other circumstances if and when they arise. That time may be now. Sumner v. Simpson University in Sumner v. Simpson University, 27 Cal, App. 5th 577, 2018, the plaintiff, a former dean, filed a lawsuit against the defendant, Simpson University, alleging breach of employment contract, defamation, invasion of privacy and intentional infliction of emotional distress, after her employment was terminated for insubordination. The university moved for summary judgment against the plaintiff's claims, alleging that the plaintiff qualified as a minister, the university a religious employer, and, therefore, the plaintiff's employment claims were barred by the ministerial exception. The trial court agreed, granting summary judgment in favor of the university. On appeal, the California Court of Appeals reversed in part, holding that a minister could sue a religious employer for breach of employment contract. The court based its decision on two rationale. First, the reason for the plaintiff's termination, insubordination, could be evaluated based on neutral principles of law and did not require the court to reach into church doctrine and polity. Second, the religious employer voluntarily circumscribed its own autonomy when it entered into an employment contract with its employee. In contrast, the California Court of Appeals rejected the plaintiff's tort claims for defamation, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. In affirming summary judgment as to these claims, the court found that the plaintiff's tort claims were part and parcel of the decision to terminate the plaintiff's employment. To allow tort claims based on termination of employment to proceed would render the ministerial exception meaningless. Beale v. C. James School in Beale v. C. James School, 911F.3D603, 9th Circle 2018, the plaintiff, a former fifth-grade teacher, filed a lawsuit against the defendant, St. James Catholic School, alleging that the school's decision to terminate her employment violated the Americans with Disability Act, ADA. The school terminated the plaintiff's employment after she contracted breast cancer and needed to be absent for much of the school year to undergo chemotherapy. Citing to the ministerial exception, the school subsequently moved for, and the trial court granted, summary judgment against the plaintiff's ADA claim. On appeal, the Ninth Circuit reversed, finding that the ministerial exception did not bar the plaintiff's claims because the plaintiff was not a minister. In so holding, the court focused on four factors: 1. Whether the employer held the employee out as a minister, 2. Whether the employee's title reflected ministerial substance and training, 3. Whether the